Hey everybody, it's your boy Logan Cruz here, back with another episode of the Dopamine Fast. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super real, managing emotional pain without trying to run from it. Ever feel like life throws you curveballs, and your first instinct is to just binge-watch that entire season of whatever show is trending? Or maybe scroll through social media till the wee hours, just hoping to numb the feeling for a bit? Trust me, I get it. We've all been there. But today, we're going to explore a different path, one where you learn to face those tough feelings head-on and come out stronger on the other side. Now, this isn't about pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about acknowledging that pain is a part of life, but it doesn't have to define us. Think of it like this. Emotional pain is like a cracked phone screen. It sucks. It can be frustrating. But ignoring it won't magically fix it. In fact, avoiding it might even make things worse in the long run. So, what's the alternative? How do we manage these tough emotions without just brushing them under the rug or seeking out temporary distractions? Here are five key takeaways to keep you grounded. First up, give yourself permission to feel. This one seems obvious, but it's often easier said than done. We live in a society that constantly tells us to be positive, upbeat, and on. But what about those moments when you're feeling down, sad, angry, or even scared? It's okay to let yourself feel these things. Bottling them up only creates more pressure. Think of it like releasing steam from a pressure cooker. Letting those emotions out in a healthy way can actually help you process them better. Next, find healthy outlets for your feelings. This doesn't necessarily mean crying on the couch, though sometimes that's exactly what you need. It could be journaling, talking to a trusted friend or family member, going for a walk in nature, listening to music, or even engaging in creative activities like painting or writing. Find what works best for you and make it a regular part of your self-care routine. Third, practice mindfulness. This is about being present in the moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like taking a mental step back and saying, "Hey, I'm feeling this right now, but it's not going to last forever." Mindfulness helps you detach from those overwhelming emotions and gain a sense of perspective. There are tons of apps and guided meditations out there that can help you get started. Number four, challenge negative thoughts. When you're hurting, your mind can sometimes go into overdrive with negative self-talk. It's important to recognize these thought patterns and challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, those negative voices are just trying to keep us safe, but they can become more harmful than helpful if we let them run wild. Finally, remember that you're not alone. Everyone experiences emotional pain at some point in their lives. It's a universal human experience. Reach out to your support system, talk to a therapist, or join a support group. Knowing that you have people who care about you and understand what you're going through can make all the difference. Let me tell you a story. I once went through a really tough breakup. It was like everything was falling apart, and I just wanted to hide under the covers and forget it all existed. But instead of doing that, I decided to try something different. I started journaling every day about my feelings, even the messy, ugly ones. I talked to my best friend, who always knows how to make me laugh, even when I felt like crying. And most importantly, I reminded myself that this pain wouldn't last forever. It took time, but eventually, I was able to heal and move on from that experience. So, here's the bottom line. Facing emotional pain head-on is never easy, but it's absolutely essential for growth. By giving yourself permission to feel, finding healthy outlets, practicing mindfulness, challenging negative thoughts, and remembering that you're not alone, you can navigate those tough times with more strength and resilience than ever before. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your go-to strategies for managing emotional pain? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. And don't forget to subscribe to The Dopamine Fast so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep it real, keep it raw, and keep pushing forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.